Blackstone Audio presents Thoreau's Labyrinth by Titania Hardy. For my husband, Gavrik Losi, who is my peace whenever the tempest blows. In great contests, each party claims to act in accordance with the will of God. Both may be, and one must be, wrong. God cannot be for and against the same thing at the same time. Abraham Lincoln. Prologue. St. George's Day, April 1600, at an inn on the road to London. A snow-bearded elderly man is seated at the head of a refectory table, close to a fire, with his head bowed. He grasps a dark, shiny object in the slender fingers of his right hand. Blooms of Rosa Mundi, white petals streaked pink-red, carpet the table in front of him. Thus, all those who are seated at the trestle know that what will unfold here is secret, a marriage of the spirit and the soul of everyone present, and the birth of something unique which they await. The philosopher's child. Against the bubbling din of other inn patrons behind closed doors in adjacent rooms, they are hushed, waiting for his words. A door softly opens and closes. Then a sudden shuffle of feet around him intrudes into the silence. A note from a servant, who has entered largely unobserved, is put into his fine hands. This he reads slowly. His high forehead, surprisingly smooth for a man of his years, creases into a dark frown. After a long moment, he looks at every face in turn gathered around the long table. Finally, he speaks. His voice hardly more than a whisper.